Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Scarlett Claverie-Bulte. I am investment specialist at UBP, and today we are discussing about the behavior of our convertible bond flagship strategies in 2021 and our outlook for 2022. 2020 was a memorable year for convertible bonds. Against the backdrop of the global COVID-19 outbreak, the asset class had achieved historic outperformances compared with equity markets. In that respect, 2021 acted as a return to the mean year. Anyhow, the weaknesses that arose in 2021 deserve to be put into perspective. The same factors that had led to the strong outperformance in 2020 came at a cost in 2021. This particularly includes the larger share within the convertible bond market of small and mid-sized companies operating in high-growth businesses such as software, communication, and e-commerce. In a context of sharp valuation rotation moves and a mega-cap-driven growth rebound, these structural biases weighted on the asset class performance. As we take stock of 2021, we would like to stress the obvious behavior demonstrated by two of our core discretionary strategies compared with their respective indices. From its inception on January 21, to December 31, our new UBAM Global Sustainable Convertible Bond Fund outperformed its index, the Refinitiv Global Aged Convertible Bond Index, by 0.71%. Over the full year, our European flagship strategy, UBAM European Convertible Bond, strongly outperformed its index, the Refinitiv Europe Aged Convertible Bond Index, by 1.65%. Taking a step back from the very short term and looking at the full picture of 2020 and 2021, convertible bonds lived up to their long-term benefits. In the global space, UBAM Global Convertible Bond managed to capture 60% of global equities' total returns after fees, with only half their volatility and half their maximum drawdown. This represents an outperformance of 17% versus corporate bonds, with a fully comparable maximum drawdown level. Similarly, in Europe, UBAM European Convertible Bond captured 43% of European equities' total returns, 7% ahead of corporate bonds, with only a third of the annualized volatility and less than half the maximum drawdown. Over the period, as well as over 3 years, both our strategies rank in the first quartile of their peer groups. In the wake of 2020, 2021 saw continued record volumes of new convertible bond issues. At the end of December 2021, the global convertible bond market was 50% deeper than 2 years ago. Behind the figures are highly attractive trends, with deal diversity being one of them. For the winners of the new economy, as well as for those companies whose activity was put on hold at the peak of the COVID crisis, the convertible bond market continued to provide efficient and rapid access to liquidity. From a portfolio management perspective, the exceptional dynamism of the primary market means greater diversification opportunities in sectors and businesses than benefit from strong prospects for 2022. First, are those companies that are exposed to the COVID-19 recovery theme, especially in travel and leisure, as these should benefit from reassuring news flow on the health front. Second, are those high-growth companies that suffered important selling flows in 2021 amid thematic-driven rotations, although they have continued to report solid and further improving fundamentals. For these companies, the weaknesses seen in 2021 have opened an attractive valuation entry point at a time when their earnings growth forecasts remain strong and are backed, among others, by their direct exposure to long-term economic transformation themes. For example, companies exposed to the cloud revolution or operating in e-commerce, communications, food delivery. Thanks to their dual nature, convertible bonds give investors a chance to be actively positioned on these trends and businesses with much lower volatility, along with significantly reduced downside risk than direct equity investment offer. This worked very well over the past 2 years, and we see no reason for that to change in the foreseeable future. Meanwhile, interest rate risk should not be ignored, as tapering is on the horizon. within our portfolios, our quality growth approach should help us make the most of the opportunities offered by the convertible bond space whilst effectively mitigating the interest rate risk by focusing on companies with robust and quality earning streams which are less sensitive to macro developments. In that respect, it is also worth reminding that convertible bonds are far less sensitive to interest rate moves than traditional fixed income instruments because of their conversion option. These appealing features make them an alternative of choice to plain vanilla corporate bonds for investors looking for bond floor defensive features. As of December 31st, our global convertible bond flagship strategy exhibits an interest rate sensitivity of only 1.6 for a 4-year duration. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com.